News Talk 1620 WTAW, New Year's Eve visit with Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department. I thought this was a perfect time, Kelly, to give another last-minute reminder to those who are planning on having some fun on New Year's Eve to also act responsibly.
Yes, there's several things that people can do. You know, I mean, New Year's Eve brings on parties and celebrations and football and, you know, all that good stuff. And so we just ask that people be mindful of the others that are around you. So, you know, make sure that your music isn't, you know, disturbing your neighbors when you're having a party, because those citations can be pretty expensive.
Well, let's start going down the list.
Sure. Drinking and driving, that's my number one, okay? We ask that, one, don't drink and drive. And if you do decide to drink, then have a pass. TxDOT's campaign this year is to have a pass, which means person appointed to stay sober. Pass those keys off to someone that is sober and let them drive you. You can call a taxi, call a friend, call a tow truck. Call your parents, call your relatives, but do not get behind that wheel, because if you do, it can cost you very heavily. The Bryan Police Department is having a no tolerance for anybody who gets behind the wheel and after they've been drinking. We're utilizing our STEP program, which is a selective traffic enforcement program that allows us to put extra officers on the street this holiday season to enforce those DWI offenses. And we also do what's called a no-refusal concept. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
If you are believed to have been drinking and driving and are intoxicated and you refuse to give a specimen of your blood or breath, then officers will seek a search warrant to get that blood so that we can ensure, you know, better cases against those people who are drinking and driving. Also, another problem that we see around New Year's is a celebratory gunfire. That is prohibited. Discharging a firearm in the city limits is, you know, a hefty fine. It's a Class B misdemeanor. It carries up to about $2,000 fine. Because if you just think about it, what goes up must come down. So you're shooting into the air. You have no idea where that is. That bullet is going to come down at. And we've had that happen on several occasions where it has come down into someone's residence. Luckily, we haven't had anyone injured in that way, but we would like to keep it that way. So please do not shoot firearms at all during this holiday season. And the other thing that's prohibited is fireworks. I mean, I love to shoot off fireworks. I love to see my kids' faces when, you know, all those colors are up in the air, but city limits, it is prohibited. So if you are caught with fireworks, it doesn't matter if you are even using them. If you are in possession of those fireworks in the city limits, then you can receive a citation.
So even if somebody's driving through town and for whatever reason gets stopped on a different offense and they have fireworks showing in their vehicle, then the officer can cite them for that too.
Correct. So if you live out in the county or you're going out into the county to shoot fireworks, make sure you pick them up on your way home and, you know, remove them from your vehicle. Don't get them on one side of the town and drive through to the other part of town, because if you do get stopped and you have those in your possession, you can receive a citation and they will also be confiscated.
And then in addition to everything else that New Year's Eve brings, the same old problems can occur with thefts and burglaries and other such things, and a reminder to keep eyes and ears open for suspicious activity.
Definitely. If you see anything suspicious in your neighborhoods or anywhere, please contact the police department. If you need to contact us for an emergency, dial 911. If it's a non-emergency, you can call our non-emergency number, which is 361-3888.
Well, we hope that things are quiet and you get to enjoy your New Year's Day with your friends and family, just like the rest of us will be.
Yes, yes. You have a very happy New Year.
Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with our reminders for the New Year's on News Talk 1620 WTAW.